弟兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters。
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考，起来与神同心同行，跟大家做互相的勉励。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share the topic, to walk together with God in unity, with the same heart, as mutual encouragement.
我们请来翻开阿摩斯书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 3.
阿摩斯书第三章
Amos chapter 3
第三章我们请看第三节
Let's read verse 3
三章三节
Chapter 3 verse
3二人若不同心岂能同行呢
Can two walk together unless they are agreed
这句话我们在平常的时候常常会用到就是同心才能同行就是从阿摩斯书这里来的
We use this phrase a lot in our daily life, which is, can two walk together unless they're agreed? And this comes from the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3.
这不管是婚姻的道理，或是在教会里面，或者在我们的信仰生活，都会用到的一句经文。
We use this verse a lot in the teaching of marriage, in our daily life, and in our walk of faith.
那所以我们在读经的时候呢，我们会读到一些我们时常很耳熟能详的一些经文。其实都是有它的来源，就是圣经是从哪里引出来？为什么讲这句话？我们要查考，然后我们就会记住。然后这句话对我们来说就是活的，有生命的。
And a lot of times we use certain verses a lot, but we need to look into the context of why this verse is being said, so that we can understand the importance of this verse to us.
这里在强调这个突然之间出现这个同心同行，其实跟神的我们要去了解神的心意有关系。
This verse talk about two walking together. This has to do with the heart of God.
也就是说，我们要先去了解神的心之后，我们人才有可能跟神同行。
Meaning, we need to know what God's heart is, so that we know how to walk with Him with the same heart.
那我们在读先知书的时候，在读阿摩斯书这卷书，平常我们不常读，但是我们仔细去看它。我们就会发现神的心意。
When we read the prophetic book written by Amos, we can truly see the heart of God.
那当我们了解神的心意之后，我们接下去就有可能跟神同行了。如果我们愿意改变。
Once we understand His heart, that it is possible for us to walk together with Him if we're willing to change ourselves.
因为阿摩斯书一开头的时候就说神是从锡安吼叫，从耶路撒冷发声。
At the beginning of this book, Amos described that God is like a lion roaring in Mount Zion.
在第一章的第二节哈。
This is recorded in Amos chapter 1 verse 2.
神要从锡安吼叫，从耶路撒冷发声。
The Lord roars from Zion and utters His voice from Jerusalem.
这个吼叫这个字眼，就是像狮子吼叫一样，一定是有什么事情发生，生气的那这个狮子吼叫嘛。
The word roar reminds us of a lion roaring. This means that something must have happened.
然后神从耶路撒冷发声音，就是说神从他的居所现在要发出指责的声音，要发出审判的声音了。
The phrase says he utters his voice from Jerusalem, and this is referring to God giving out his judgment.
好，那所以神一发声，那现在神就是讲出他的。他心里的话，那我们人要去了解，然后之后呢，我们才有办法归向神，与神同行。
When God utters His voice, this is how we can understand the heart of God, and therefore find out how to walk with Him.
看第三章第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 8.
狮子吼叫，谁不惧怕呢
？A lion has roared, who will not fear?
好，所以这里当神用吼叫的时候，其实人如果会了解这是神的声音，就会产生敬畏的心了。
If we truly can hear the roaring of our God, then we would actually be fearful.
那我们如果会听到神的声音，就像神说，他发命令，谁能不受预言呢？先知阿摩斯，他就是得到神的命令，所以他现在向众民跟向列邦都发出这个神的预告。
The second part of the verse says, The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? So Amos has received God's words, therefore he has to prophesy to the Israelites as well as the neighboring nations.
一直在强调他的信息是从神来的。
He kept emphasized that his message came from God.
所以我们在读阿摩斯书的时候，我们一开头的时候，一定会发现一个很明显的字眼是跟其他的书不一样的。
Since the beginning of the book, we would notice that there is a word that kept repeating, and it's different from other books.
也就是说，第一章一开头就是三番四次的犯罪，谁哪一国哪一邦，就是三番四次的犯罪。
And there is a pattern here in chapter 1. It always say that for three transgressions of a certain nation and for four.
好，然后神就说，我必不免去他的刑罚。
And he said, I will not turn away its punishment.
啊，因为他们做了什么事情。
Because they have done certain things.
这个就是神为什么要从锡安吼叫的原因呢。
And this is the reason why God had to roar from Zion.
那同时也宣告神的刑罚。
And at the same time, he proclaimed his judgment
and
punishment.
我们在读这个阿摩斯书的时候，我们前面，因为我们今天应该是读第四章，但是同时，其实我们读这几章下来，我们发现神在这几章的信息里面有一个很重要的特质，就是有关于神的部分。
As we read these few chapters of Amos according to our daily Bible reading schedule, we would notice that this book talks a lot about God.
神他不是只是以色列百姓的神。
He is not only the God of Israel.
神是掌管这个天地万物，是天地主宰。
But he is the God that takes charge of all everything.
这位神是创山造风，把他的心意指示人的神。
This is the God who created the mountains and the winds, and also the God who would tell his thoughts to people.
神是会施行审判的神。
He's the God that will execute judgment.
他第一章跟第二章一直在说，神要降火在那个他要刑罚的那些国度。
In chapter 1 and 2, he kept saying that he will send fire to consume the nations.
然后也谈到了神的刑罚里面有的就是饥荒，就是干旱，就是雨不会从天上降下来了，停止了。
One of the punishments that he proclaimed was a famine and drought.
所以你看神会降火，但是神要停止降雨，这些动作都在说明神他是万物的主宰。
So when he said that he will send down fire and also to stop the rain from coming, this shows that he is the God that is the creator of the world.
那神他也是审判一切的神。
He's also the God that judges.
我们知道这位神既然是创造天地 的真神，那么他也是所有权柄在他手上，他有权柄审判一切的活人死人。
Since God was the creator of all things, then he has the sovereignty and the right to judge everyone.
圣经说神要按个人所行的报应个人。
The Bible said that God will recompense each person according to their deeds.
我们看到先知书里面在宣告神的刑罚的时候，我们要想到我们将来个人都要在神面前将自己的事情在神面前说明。
As we read about God's judgment in these prophetic books, we need to ponder upon the time when we will appear before God to explain to Him our actions.
所以我们在看神说列邦犯什么罪，他要怎么样处罚，我们这个都不能只是看到好像在指别人，一定要看到这些事情在讲给我听。
When we see God's judgments upon these nations, we shouldn't just look at it as a bystander, but that we need to take it as He is talking to us.
因为将来神也要这样子一件一件事情跟我们算账。
Because God will also number our sins one by one.
如果我们会想到将来神也要刑罚我们每一个人的时候，要审问我们的时候，我们就会谨慎了。
And if we can understand this truth, then we will be extra careful.
我们现在看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
十四章，我们请看第十一节。
Verse 11.
十四章十一节，请读十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13. For it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore. But rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way.
Amen. 你看 这里特别提到说，这个将来万膝都要向我跪拜，然后他说万口都要向我承认。
Here it says that every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God.
也就是说，最后我们每一个人要将我们自己的事情在神面前说明，我们神要问我们每一件事情，我们都要给他一个答案。
That means that we will bow before God one day and to confess all our sins to Him.
那表示说神是最后的裁判者。
That means He is the final judge.
因此呢，他说弟兄之间呢就不用彼此论断，以后神一定会问清楚。
That's why we do not need to judge one another anymore.
但是我们很重要就是说，我们要提醒自己，不要将来是被神审判，是因为我们把绊脚石放在人前面，是让人跌倒的人。
But we need to remind ourselves that we do not become a stumbling block and cause someone to fall.
好，那所以这里特别强调这个神的审判的问题。
So in this passage, it talks about God's judgments.
Okay, 所以现在神他既然会这样审判，表示神一定有他的原则，一定有他的原理的。
And there is a reason why God would judge this way.
那神的原理，我们如果从阿摩斯书前面两章看到说，神是一个公义的神，是一个圣洁的神。
At the beginning of the book of Amos, we could see that God is a holy God and a God of righteousness.
神他在说明这些各国的罪的时候，其实都是以他为标准的，以神的公义为标准。
When he named the sins of each nation, he used his righteousness as the standard.
那这个就是神是绝对的，是我们共同的标准，不是谁跟谁的关系。
God is the absolute standard. It is not relative.
不是说这个人比较坏，我比人比较好，我比他好，所以我就没事。
It is not relative in that just because someone else is worse than you, that doesn't mean that you can be exempted from punishments.
所以我们读圣经，我们就会更加明白神的心意。
Therefore, as we read the Bible, we will understand the heart of God.
我们会更认识神。
We will know God more.
然后我们借着这个读圣经，那我们用这个神的话语来调整我们的生活的脚步跟方向。
Through reading the Bible, we use the Word of God to adjust the foot of our daily life.
那最后我们就可以跟神同行。
So that we can walk together with God at the end.
那如果能够跟神同行的人，必然得福。
Those who can walk together with God will be blessed.
我们将来一定可以进入神的荣耀里。
Then we will be able to enter into His glory in the future.
就像创世纪里面讲，以诺与神同行三百年。
Just like Enoch that was mentioned in the book of Genesis, he walked with God for 300 years.
他说神就将他取去了，他就不在世上了。
Then God took him away and he was no more.
他就没有经过死亡的痛苦。
He did not have to go through the pain of death.
好，所以我们的目标，我们信仰的目标就是最后我们要真的能够与神同心，然后与神同行。
The goal of our faith is that we can we can walk together with God and have the same heart with God.
那现在要跟神同心才能同行，这个道理其实我们都很容易明白的。
In order to walk with God, we need to have the same heart with Him. This is an easy truth to know, to understand.
那同心才能同行，我们现在要想说，神他从万民当中拣选了属他的百姓。
So God has chosen His people.From all nations.
在第三章的第一节这样说，
In chapter 3 of Amos, verse 1, it says,
阿摩斯书三章一节跟二节，
Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
来，请读。
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, all children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
Yeah, 这一开头，以色列人啊，你们全家是我从埃及地领上来的。
So here he said that, Israel, you are the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt.
他们有这个国度是因为神的救赎，神特别拣选万民当中选他们，这是一个恩典。
It was a blessing that they have a nation because God has chosen them.
然后神说，在万民当中，我只认识你们呢。
And he said that you are the only family that I know of all families of the earth.
那这个认识就是很亲密的关系，像夫妻同房那个意思。
This word know denotes the kind of intimacy that spouses have.
所以《生命记》第七章特别在强调说， 神说我专爱，在万当中我专爱你们。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7, God said that out of all nations, I have picked you.
所以亚伯拉罕的后裔是神专爱的百姓。
Therefore, the descendants of Abraham is the nation that God had picked to love.
那神把他的爱给他们，把他的律法，把他的命令让他们遵守，其实就是要他们跟神的圣洁有份。
God has set his love upon the nation of Israel and have given them commandments to keep so that they can take part in God's holiness.
因为我们人自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，人就在这个罪中生长。
Since Adam and Eve had sinned against God, then human being had grown in their sins.
我们人离开了神的面之后，其实就不知道什么叫做圣洁了。
After men had departed from the presence of God, we no longer know what holiness means.
在这个物质的世界里面，什么都变成相对的。
In this world of materialism, everything is relative.
但是神，他为了要执行他救恩的计划，他现在从万民当中特选了一个民族出来。
But because he wanted to make his salvation happen, therefore he has chosen one tribe out of all nations.
然后他把他的心意向他的百姓显明。
Then he revealed his heart to this country.
让他们知道，哦，神他的要求，神就是有这个特质。
Therefore they can understand what God is like.
然后神要用这个民族来建立一个完全属神的祭司的国度。
Then he wanted to establish from this family, a kingdom of priests.
所以神他说，我只认识你们。实际上，这一个被神认识的这个民族有一个神赋予的特殊使命。
Therefore, when God said, "I only know you out of all the families of the earth," this actually is attached with a special mission.
那这个使命就是要他们要活出神的形象。
The special mission is that they need to live out the image of God.
他们要能够成为神在这个万族当中的见证。
They need to be witnesses in all the earth.
那从外面的人看到说，哦，原来属于神的人是这么样有福气。
So that people can witness that this is how the people who belong to God is truly blessed.
然后借着他们，然后万邦万民会愿意来就近神。
Through them, then all nations would want to come near to God.
那凡是愿意来亲近神的，就会得恩典。
And all who come near to God will receive the same blessing.
哦，所以现在这个神专爱的百姓，他们一定要能够跟神的圣洁、跟神的公义合在一起。
Therefore, the nation that God has chosen and set His love upon must take part in God's holiness and righteousness.
因为他们在神眼中是这么特殊，所以神对他们要求就很高。
Because they are so special in the eyes of God, therefore God has high expectation for them.
因为神关心他们、爱他们，所以神才会要求啊。
Because God loves them and cares for them, therefore God would expect that.
所以三章的第二节就说：“因此，他说，我必追讨你们一切的罪孽。”
That's why in chapter 3, verse 2, it says that I will punish you for all your iniquities.
因为属神的人，他们如果犯罪，跟神这个圣洁的属性是不相容的。
Because those who are chosen by God when they sin, they are not taking part with God's holiness anymore.
我们在读利未记的时候，我们就会发现神一直在强调说，我是圣洁的，你们要圣洁。
When we read the book of Leviticus, we will notice that God kept emphasizing the fact that He is holy.
神要他的百姓无罪，就是要完全。
And he also wants his chosen people to be holy.
然后现在神他这个要求，我们就看到说，当时候在阿摩斯那个时代，百姓的心跟神的心已经不一样了。
And looking at this requirement of God, we could see that during the time of Amos, the heart of the nations of Israel and the heart of God are very distant.
因为犯罪让他们跟神有距离，已经走不同的路线。
Because sin has separated the two of them.
那但是神其实很期待属他的百姓能够了解他的心，跟他同行的。
But God is looking forward to his children to understand his heart.
那现在为什么百姓他们今天落到这个地步呢？
And how did his children come to this stage?
为什么他们本来是专属神的，神专爱他们，只有认识他们，但是最后现在变成他们跟神好像是互不认识一样。
Why is it that the nations, the children of God did not know God, but they started out being the chosen ones?
第三章从第三节开始，一连串到第八节， 你注意看，通通都是疑问句，都是问号啊。
If you read from verse 3 to verse 8 of chapter 3 of Amos, you could see that there are a list of questions.
啊，这些问号，你就把它算一算，有九个。
There are nine questions here.
那为什么会突然之间用这样一个描述来表达这个百姓的心跟神离很远呢？
Why did God use this method or use the questions to show that his heart and his children's heart are very far from each other?
我们如果仔细去分析这圣经里面的这些经文，我们发现呢，他这样的描述都在说明这个结果跟一个结果，一个有这个现象，就是一个结果，一定有一个原因导致这个结果。
So God is trying to use these expressions to let them understand that there is a cause and effect.
好，所以他说要同行的有这个同行的结果，一定是先要有同心。
So in verse 3, he is trying to show them that in order to walk together, you must have the same heart.
好，那如果那个狮子在林中咆哮，他一定是为了要抓食，一定要捕获猎物。
And in verse 4, he's trying to tell them that the reason a lion is roaring in the forest is because he has seen a prey.
也就是说，你观察一个现象，一定是会有先有一个原因在那里，才会有这个结果的。
So when there is a phenomena, there must be a cause to that.
然后到第六节以后，你就发现说，哎，你如果有一个动作以后，就会一定也会导出一个结果了。
And starting from verse 6, you could see that if you have an action, it will also have an effect.
城中如果吹角，百姓岂不惊恐呢？
If a trumpet is blown in the city, will not the people be afraid?
意思是说，如果这个打仗的风声，这个号角响起，大家就开始紧张了嘛。
Meaning if the trumpet is blown to show that there's a war coming, then the people will be afraid.
好，如果你看第八节说，狮子吼叫，谁不惧怕呢？
In verse 8 it says, a lion has roared, who will not fear?
那先知现在做宣告，他这个宣告岂不是从神来的吗？神给他的命令，所以他一定要这样讲。
And the Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy?
好，所以这里一直在强调，这些其实在辅助说明同心跟同行这个必然的结果跟他的要求。
So the rest of the passage is trying to supplement verse 3, which means that in order to walk with God, you need to have a cause, which is to have the same heart.
那这个同行到底是什么意思啊？
What does it mean to walk together?
你说我们现在两个人要同行。
When two people are to walk together.
那同行一定要有相同的目标啊。
You must both have the same direction or same destination.
如果今天我们要搭便车，比如说我要去北加州搭便车，有人要一起去北加州，才有可能说一起同行去嘛。
If you want to hitch a hike to Northern California, you must find someone who is also going the same direction.
一个人如果要去 San Diego， 一个人要去 San Francisco， 那这是不可能同行的。
And if one person wants to go to San Diego, the other wants to go to Northern California, there's no way the two can ride together.
所以同行的意思一定是你有相同的方向。你有共同的目标。
To walk together means that you're walking toward the same direction and you have the same final destination.
那接下来再想一想，你要同行，一定要先有同样的心智。
In order to walk together, you must also have the same mind.
现在目标方向一致以后，还有更多要求的，要配合才有可能同行。
In addition, you must work with each other in order to walk together.
也就是说，我们要有共同的想法。
Meaning you have to have the same mind.
你要相似的观念。
You have to have similar thoughts.
你对事情的处理的方式要一致。
And the way that you handle problems, should be similar.
好，所以比如说我们现在要去一个地方，你要到北加州去，你也可以走五号，你也可以走101啊。
For example, to go to Northern California, you could choose to go on Freeway 5 or 101.
你可以去，我直接又要去，一路我都不要停，一直冲过去，或者是我要沿路玩过去。如果我们的心、我们的观念不一样，就很难同行了。
You could either go straight to Northern California, or you could take the scenic route, and you must have the same mind and way of handling it in order to walk together.
这个过程其实我们在生活当中都会碰到，其实是很明显的道理。
This is a very obvious truth.
就好像同样的这样一个要共同生活，要共同去做一件事情，这个比如说夫妻也是要同心才有办法真的让这个家庭和乐成长。
when you live together with your spouse, you must have the same concepts in order to live happily.
哦，所以同心是很重要的。
Therefore, it is very important to have the same heart.
我们今天弟兄姐妹也是一样，共同在奔跑天国路。我们目标都是要进天国。
Today, all brothers and sisters all have the same destination, which is to walk towards heaven.
所以我们事实上是可以同行的人。
Therefore, we can walk together with one another.
但是接下来我们还更需要的是同心。
But what we really need is to have the same mind.
同心就是说我们的观念是一样的。
Meaning we should have the same concepts.
我们对事情的做法也是一样的。
The thing, the way that we handling things should be the same.
我们对善恶对错的判断也要是一样的。
And the way, our value of good and bad should be the same.
那这个一样是跟谁一样？不是跟你一样或跟我一样。
And it should not be the same with each other.
而是应该要是跟神一样。
Instead, it should be the same with God.
如果我们都跟神一样，那我们今天就有办法同行到天国去。
If our concepts are the same with God, then we're able to walk together to heaven.
那所以一样，你现在今天夫妻两年轻结婚之后，要能够真的建立一个幸福的家庭，一定是要同心。
Just like husband and wife, in order to establish a happy family, they must have the same mind.
然后教养孩子，运用财务，运用时间，那各方面才会相似，才会真的在这个生活当中得到喜乐，得到满足。
And in order to be able to be happy and to be satisfied in the family, the husband and wife must have similar concepts in raising kids and in handling financial issues.
好，所以要同行，就是要先知道对方的心，知道神的心。
Therefore, in order to walk together with God, we need to know His mind.
那我们知道神的心吗？
Do we know His mind?
哦，这个就是很重要的一个对我们自己的提醒。
That is a good reminder for ourselves.
那同行还要考虑一个关键点，就是要相同的速度，不能够一前一后了。
In addition to having the same mind and same heart, we also need to walk together with the same speed.
不能一个人跑很前面，一个人落后很多。
Otherwise, one will be way ahead and the other one left behind.
应该是要手牵手一起同一个速度一起前进的。
But we should walk together in the same speed so that we could walk next to each other.
因为我们都知道，同行跟独行是不一样的嘛。
Because walking together is very different from walking alone.
如果一个人他是单独的，他就很危险。
If one person walks alone, then he is in great danger.
传道书第四章告诉我们说，两个人比一个人好。
In Ecclesiastes, it tells us that two are better than one.
传道书第四章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
我们看一看第四章，他讲这个两个人比一个人好的那个好处在哪里呢？
Here it tells us the reasons why two are better than one.
四章九节哈。
Verse 9.
我们请读四章九节到第十节。
Verse 9 and 10. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if one fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up.
你看这两节圣经在讲，两个人可以比一个好，就是因为他可以互相扶持，当一个人软弱的时候，另外一个人可以把他扶起来。
Here it tells us that the reason why two are better than one is that the two can help each other out when one is weak.
那这个要让互相扶持，一定是要一起的，不能够是差很远。
In order for the two to help each other out, they must be at the same place.
要同时，要同快同慢这样子。
Therefore, they need to travel together in the same speed.
那这样子，这个时候，在这个最需要的时候，需要帮助，这个同行人才能够及时给他帮助。
So that one is in need, then the other companion can help him up.
那我们现在，你看，我们说要跟神同心同行，也是要跟神同样的速度。
Therefore, when we talk about walking together with God, we also need to be in the same speed with Him.
那要跟神同样的速度，就是要听神的话。
In order to be at the same speed with Him, we need to listen to His commands.
因为神他是主要，他是发命令的人呢。
Because he is the commander.
他会告诉我们说要做什么。
He will tell us what to do.
因为方向是他定的。
Because he's the one who set the direction.
他会告诉我们说做什么 或做这个或不做那个。
He tells us what to do and what not to do.
那如果我们是顺服神的，我们就跟神一起，就听神说什么我就做什么。
If we submit to him, then we will do according to what he said.
那神的意思就是要让我们在他身边。
And God's will is that we will be next to him.
他也很愿意在我们身边。
And he is very willing to be next to us.
那这样子 我们跟他在一起，我们就得到保护。
So when we're together with him, we receive his protection.
所以我们要跟神同行，一定要配合神的速度。
So in order to
顺服神的命令。
Walk with God, we need to walk together with his speed. That means we need to submit to his commands.
那有时候人就不愿意听神的话，就跑到神前面去了。
But many times we're are unwilling to follow his speed, and we like to go ahead.
你看我们在读民数记的时候，读到一个故事嘛。
In the book of Numbers, it tells us a story.
我们看民数记十四章。
In chapter 14 of Numbers,
你就看到百姓那时候他们就跑到神前面去。
You could see that the Israelites went ahead of God.
民数记十四章，十四章，看第三十九节。
Let's read verse 39.
三十九节。
39.
这在开头在讲这个神当时候派十二个探子去窥探迦南地回来报告，他们让百姓失落信心。
God told Moses to send 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan, and when they came back, a majority of them gave a bad report, and that caused people to lose their faith.
结果他们就开始发怨言。
And they started to complain.
那发怨言之后，神就要他们回转，回到旷野路去走，去绕到神觉得你们合格之后，才要三十八年以后，一共四十年才能够进迦南地。
Then God told them that they're unable to enter the land of Canaan, so they need to walk in the wilderness for another 38 years, so that in a total 40 years, they could finally enter into the land of Canaan.
然后那些报恶信的这些使者的探子遭瘟疫死了。
And those 10 spies that gave the bad report, they died of pestilence.
好了，那现在百姓看到哇，这个结果这么严厉，那他们就说，那我们现在就去了，我们现在就进去迦南地吧。
And when the people heard of such harsh punishment, they said that maybe they should just go into Canaan right now.
你看第四十节，读第四十节。
Let's read verse 40. And they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, "Here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned."
好，四十一节。
Verse 41. And Moses said, "Now why do you transgress the command of the Lord? For this will not succeed."
四十二。
42. Do not go up, lest you be defeated by the enemies, for your Lord is not among you.
43节。
43. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from the Lord, and the Lord will not be with you.
44节。
44. But they presumed to go up to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp.
45.
45. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in that mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Harma.
好，你看到这个这一个事件，就是百姓当时候就是不听神、不顺服神的命令，跑到神前面去，擅自要进入迦南地去得那个产业，那是不可能成功的。
In this incident, we could see that the Israelites did not listen to God's command and went ahead of God to go fight against Amalekites and Canaanites. And instead, they were defeated.
神跟他们说不要走，不要进，不要走。
When God told them not to go,
他们就是说我们要走。
They said they would go.
最后就是被打败。
Then the end result is that they were defeated.
所以就这样的情况是不可能跟神同行的。
In this situation, they were not walking together with God.
所以一定要是同样的速度，神说什么就做什么，在一定要在神旁边呢。
Therefore, we must follow God's speed.
所以我们今天一定要去想。神对我们所发的命令，我们要谨慎的去听从。
Therefore, we need to listen very carefully to the commands of God.
有时候能够不要自以为意，不要认为说我这样做是对的。
Don't tell ourselves that whatever we're doing is it's righteous.
如果神没有同意，神不祝福的，什么事情都做不成。
Because without the blessings of God, without His abidance, we cannot be successful in anything.
好，那同行呢？其实我们如果只是想同行。还有一个很重要的特质，就是一定要能够持续到最后的。
Another thing about walking together is that we need to walk until the end.
如果半途而废，就不叫做同行了。
If we stop halfway, that is not called walking together with God.
所以我们说，我们跟神同行是要跟神一直走，走进天国才算呢。
When we walk together with God, we need to walk until we enter into His kingdom.
我们不能够是我年轻的时候我愿意跟神同行，我年老我孩子之后我不要了。
We can say that we will walk with God when we're young, and when we have kids, then we will take a break.
那个天国路没有那个走一半路的，走一半路是绝对到不了目的地嘛。
We cannot walk the path of heaven halfway.
就好像出埃及之后，他们走旷野路，很多人一起走。
Just like the Israelites when they came out of Egypt, they walked together in the wilderness.
但是最后又有多少人真的能够走到底，进入那个神应许的产业地呢？
But how many people actually could enter into the land of Canaan?
我们在读民数记，我们就知道其实没有多少人。
If we read the book of Numbers, we will know that not a lot of them made it.
那一些没有办法专心跟从神的人，都倒在旷野了。
Those who were not able to follow God's command all died in the wilderness.
所以最后能够被神认为说他是专心跟从的、跟神同行的人，你看被数的兵丁当中，就是剩下两个人而已。
Of all the Israelites, only two people made it to the land of Canaan because they follow God faithfully.
这两个人是被算过的兵丁，蓝丁里面的了。
And these two are out of all the male soldiers.
那所以我们就在看，这个今天要能够把这个信心一直坚持到底，其实这个是一种考验。
So for us to last until the end, this is a great challenge to our faith.
我们今天我们都还在努力当中。
Today we are still working at it.
所以我们年轻在座年轻的弟兄姐妹，我们看到年长的，我们一定要有这样一个尊敬的心呢。
When we see elderly members in our church, who have been here for a long time, we need to respect them.
我们有时候想说，哦，老人家怎么这样，怎么这样子？我们会有很多意见，年轻人会有很多意见呢。
Sometimes, we who are young would grumble against our elderly.
但其实，有时候我们反省自己，当我们这把年纪的时候，我们是不是能够像他们这样，还不知道呢。
But if we actually examine ourselves, we may not even be here at that age.
所以为什么说教会？在教会里面，圣经里面都一直强调说要尊敬那个年长者。
That's why the Bible always says that we need to honor our elders.
特别是那些年纪大的人，他又能够持守信心的人，真的是要我们真的要愿意尊敬他们，而且是从他们身上去学习，怎么样能够跟主走到这个地步。
Especially those elderly who are still strong in faith, we need to learn from them how they are able to keep their faith until now.
我们要常常去反省我们的信心是否会失落呢？
We have to examine ourselves regularly to see if we will lose our faith.
如果能够同行到终点的，那这就得救。
But if we're able to last until the end, then we can be saved.
好，那所以现在这个要跟神同行，我们要注意到这个目标的问题，注意到心的问题，注意到速度的问题，注意到坚持到底的问题。
So, as we are walking together with God, we need to work on these four things, which is our heart and our speed, and also have the same direction and goal.
最后要到底。
And also need to go get until the end.
好，那我们现在从《亚摩士书》第一章、第二章来先来看一看，来综合一下神的心是什么。
So we are going to find out the heart of God in Amos chapter 1 and 2.
因为我们在读前面两章的时候，这两章是先知对八个国度所指责他们的错误，以及神要施行的刑罚。
In these two chapters, Prophet Amos pointed out the sins of eight nations and God's punishments for them.
如果我们能够了解神的心之后，我们就有可能来跟神同行了。
But if we're able to see the heart of God from these two chapters, then we will know how to walk with God.
因为他都指出这些列邦的罪，所以我们要先知道什么罪是神必然刑罚的罪。
As we look at their transgressions, we would understand that these are the transgressions that God would punish.
那这些犯罪，这些人的心，就是不可能跟神同行的心。
And the heart that committed these sins are the hearts that cannot walk together with God.
好，所以现在来，我们一起来谈谈神的心。
So let's look at the heart of God.
你现在看第一章的第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
这里说大马色三番四次犯罪。
For three transgressions of Damascus and for four.
第六节， 加撒也是三番四次犯罪。
For three transgression of Gaza and for four.
那一直在讲这样连续讲了八次。
This repeated eight times.
那这个三番四次犯罪，这该说明什么
？What does this mean？
所以我们知道，神他特别指出，表示说这百姓啊，他们是这些列邦是明知故犯啊，就是不断的犯罪。
This means that these nations purposely sin against God because they did so repeatedly.
所以一个人若是持续犯罪的心，这样的心所产生的结果一定是会被神刑罚的。
So a person who will repeatedly sin against God on purpose will be punished by God.
这个不悔改的罪，神必然刑罚。
So the sins that are not repented, God will punish.
所以你看，一个人如果是无心犯错，跟明明知道明知故犯，那个罪是不相等的。
So accidental sin versus sinning on purpose, God will punish the one that is on purpose.
这个先知书的描述说三番四次，其实这个意思就是持续不断的犯啊。
When it says for three transgressions and for four, this means that they kept sinning.
这变成一个习惯了。
It becomes a habit.
反正别人讲什么不管他，反正我就是这样子，我不会变。
Meaning they are unwilling to change regardless of how people have tried to talk to them.
好，所以这告诉我们说，我们如果有什么错误的时候，我们一定要及时悔改。
Therefore, when we find out that we have sinned, we need to repent to God immediately.
其实神是要人悔改的。
That's all God wanted us to do.
我们人一开头绝对不会是完全的。
Because none of us are perfect.
但是如果有错误，会愿意回头的人，他就有可能会变好，变完全了。
But those who are willing to repent for every sin, then he will be able to become perfect at the end.
所以我们要小心，不要让我们落入那个明知故犯的错误里。
Therefore, we should not sin on purpose repeatedly.
照理说，我们今天如果一直读圣经，我们一直在追求，我们的罪应该越来越少。
Supposedly, if we regularly read the Bible, then our sins would decrease.
那我们就会对罪敏感，我们就不会明知故犯。
Then we will become sensitive to sin and we would not sin on purpose.
绝对不会变成三番四次的犯罪。
We would not sin repeatedly.
所以呢，希伯来书第十章说。
The book of Hebrews chapter 10 tells.
看希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
来，我们请读二十六节。
Verse 26, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
像这一节哦，如果我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，他说赎罪的祭就再没有了。
So if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
这个就是明知故犯的。
This means we're sinning willfully.
那这个就是把自己推向灭亡的边缘里去了。
And this is pushing ourselves to the brink of destruction.
好，所以呢，这个三番四次的犯罪，神要刑罚，这个神的心我们要明白。
So we need to understand God's heart in punishing those who sin repeatedly, willfully.
好，现在再看回来，阿摩斯书第一章的第三节。
Let's go back to Amos chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节的他说我不免记他的刑罚，因为他以打粮食的铁器打过基列。
The second part said, I will not turn away its punishment because they have threshed Gilead with implements of iron.
他这个是指亚兰国他们去欺负以色列国了。
This means that the country of Syria bully the Israelites.
这以色列国虽然他们当时候那个王带领他们去拜偶像、哦、惹神发怒，但是那个是神要处罚的，其他列国如果没有神的命令，不可以去欺负以色列人。
Even though the king of Israel led the children of Israel to worship idol, but God would punish them himself. But the neighboring nations should not have come to do God's work.
所以我们从这个第一章、第二章里面看到、哦。凡是去侵犯神选民的国度的那些国家，神都要刑罚。
Therefore, from these two chapters, we could see that all those nations who have come to bully the country of Israel all were punished.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些神的选民是属神的。
Because this nation, I mean, the nation of Israel belonged to God.
他说神他要保护他的选民。
Therefore, God will protect His nation.
这些民啊，是别的国家不能够碰的。
His people must not be touched by others.
生命记三十二章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
神在说明他对他的国度的保护。
It tells us that He protects His people.
三十二章，我们请看啊。第十节。
Let's read verse 10. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
这里说，神的这个选民呢，他说像他眼中的瞳人一样保护他。
Here it tells us that his people is like the apple of his eye.
那这个表示说，这是属神的。他们有错，神会刑罚，但是其他的国家，神是不允许他们去侵犯他的。
Therefore, when his people sin against him, he will punish them, but he does not allow the other nations to execute judgment against his people.
再看回来，《阿摩斯书》第三章啊。
Let's come back to Amos chapter 3.
三章，现在看第一章，对不起，第一章第六节。
Let's go back to Amos chapter 1, verse 6.
请读第六节。
Verse 6.Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they took captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Eden.
这里说，这些非利士啊，他们掳掠众民交给以东。
Here the Philistines took captive of Israel and delivered them up to Eden.
他掳掠众民，就是掳掠以色列选民，把他交给以东。以东那个时候是把他们卖给以东当做奴隶了。
Meaning to deliver them up to Edom as slaves.
当时候加萨是腓力士的一个等于首都一样，是买卖奴隶的中心。
Gaza was the capital of Philistia. That is where they would buy and sell slaves.
所以当时候这些腓力士人呢，他把神的选民哦当做一种货物哈，把它卖来卖去这样。
Therefore, the Philistines treated the Israelites as things that they could sell and buy.
就是把选民当作奴隶。
They treated the Israelites as slaves.
那这个神说，我并不免去他们的罪。
And because they treated the Israelites as commodity, therefore God will not take away their punishment.
所以我们今天要了解神，他看我们每一个属神的人都很尊贵啊。
Therefore, we need to understand that we are very honorable in the eyes of God.
我们要尊重神，就是要透过能够尊重神的属神的人啊，来表达我们对神的尊重。
We should honor God by honoring His people.
这个神的心我们要明白。
We need to understand His heart.
所以我们不可以把那个我们的弟兄姐妹当作奴隶。
Therefore, we cannot treat our brothers and sisters as slaves.
他是我们的弟兄姐妹。
They are our brothers and sisters.
好，这个是那时候。这个腓力士的罪哈。
And that in verse 6 states the sin of the Philistines.
看第九节。
Let's read verse 9. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions, for Tyre and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood.
啊，这个一样，他是把他的众民交给以东，然后不纪念弟兄的盟约哦。
This is similar to the sin of Gaza.
那表示说他们是不守信用的。
Meaning that they did not keep their promise.
因为推罗、西顿、推罗，他们曾经跟以色列国、跟所罗门、大卫那个时候立约过的。
Because Tyre and Sidon had been allied with Israel.
他们彼此立约就是要互相对待，要和睦相处。
They established a covenant to treat each other well.
但是最后推罗他们把这个盟约废掉了。
But then Tyre despised the covenant.
那不守信用。
They did not keep their promise.
所以这样不守信用的罪，神必然刑罚。
And because of that, then God would punish them.
为什么
？Why？
因为神是守约施慈爱的神。
Because God is the God who keeps His covenant.
神是信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
哦，那所以今天我们如果是不信用的人，不守信用的人，那个神也一样会追讨我们的罪啦。
So today, if we're not faithful and we don't keep our promise, then God will also come and punish us.
我们要跟神同行，要先了解神的这个心，要守信用。
In order to walk together with God, we need to understand the heart of God that He is faithful.
然后看第十一节。
Verse 11, Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity. His anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever.
这个以东的罪，他说是拿刀追赶兄弟，毫无怜悯。
The sin of Edom is that he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity.
看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13. For three transgressions of the people of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they ripped open the woman with child in Gilead, that they might enlarge their territory.
这里很残忍，剖开激烈的孕妇。
And this is very
很残忍，就是很可怕啊。
This is very a terrible act.
把孕妇的肚子剖开啊。
Because they open up the woman with child.
他说，就是为了要扩张自己的境界。
But just because they want to enlarge their territory.
你看第二章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1. For three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime.
好，这个是把人家的骸骨焚烧成灰。这几节经节都在说明，这些残忍哦，残忍凶暴的罪是神不容忍的。
And so we could see that from these three nations, God cannot tolerate their action. The horrible action.
神的心是怜悯，是慈爱的。
Because God is full of mercy.
所以像这样的罪，神当然要刑罚。
Therefore, God must punish this kind of sin.
所以我们今天信神的，一定是变成善良的人。
Therefore, those who truly believe in God will become a person of mercy.
因为我们可以彰显出神的形象。
Because we will exhibit His image.
所以你看，我们今天要很注意，我们是不是一个有爱心的人呢？还是一个没有爱心的人。
So let's ask ourselves whether we are a person full of love and loving kindness, or are we cruel like them?
第二章的第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
这是对犹大的。
This is the sins against. This is the punishment of the sins of Judah. For three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept His commandments.Their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers followed.
这些犹大选民，他们是不守神的训诲。
And the sins of Judah is that they did not follow the law of the Lord.
他们是去随从虚假。
They followed lies.
那就是当然就是偶像。
Meaning idols.
所以神他要我们是顺服他的话的人，听诫命的。
Therefore, God wants us to keep His commandments.
这是每一个做父母亲，他对孩子的要求都是这样子啊。
And the same with all parents towards their children.
所以神的心就是要我们愿意听他的话。
So God's heart is that He wants us to listen to Him.
二章第六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
对以色列的。
This is Israel's sin. For three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals.They pant after the dust of the earth, which is on the head of the poor, and pervert the way of the humble. A man and his father go into the same girl to defy my holy name.
好，你看这两节在讲这什么罪？这个就是你看他是没有公义，是贪婪的，而且是淫乱的。
Here we can see that the Israelites are not righteous and they're greedy.
这些都是。这就是神所厌恶的，神会刑罚的。
And they're sexually immoral, and all these sins are detestable to God.
这些罪既然是神要刑罚的，今天我们想要跟神同行的人，就一定要小心，不要再去重犯这样的错误了。
Therefore, those of us who want to walk together with God, we must not follow the same path of Israel.
如果我们能够了解神的心，
If we can understand God's heart,
然后我们真的愿意来。归向神，起来改变我们的生活，贴近神的心，我们就是能够跟神同行得福的人。
And we are willing to change ourselves to follow God's path, then we will be able to be blessed.
因为他们最后像这些，包括犹大跟以色列，都是神特选的选民，最后他们就是亵渎神，然后离弃神。
Because Judah and Israel are the chosen ones of God, but they ended up blaspheming God's name and they left God.
因此神，你看透过圣经特别提到说，你看两个人如果没有同心，他怎么能同行？他们没有实际的行动作为去配合神的要求，但是有一个名分，最后也没有办法跟神同行。
So even though they might have the status, but they're still unable to walk together with God.
好，所以我们今天从这一段信息里面。让我们一起来谈谈，来了解说神的心意，我们能够认识，然后我们真的愿意来调整我们心，我们的生活，然后最后我们可以跟神同行。
Therefore, from these passages, we have learned that we need to understand the heart of God. We need to adjust our heart so that we can walk together with God to become blessed.
那我们就是从这个圣经里面得到我们属灵所应该要有的这个教导，然后我们可以真的在信仰上成长起来。
I hope that we will receive these teachings that we could apply to our own faith so that we can grow in our faith.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn
428首
428.